The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to bring this train to the station here. We're starting a little early today because we are Tailgate Central. We are setting you up to tailgate on all the games. We're going to be done by 10:30 today. So welcome back. I'm Jop. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We have some good stuff still lined up. One of the things I want to talk about when we're done is, before we're done here, is the Tech Cherokee. Very cool tailgate grill. We've talked about the stuff you can buy online. I want to talk a little bit about one of our sponsors' tailgating grills, which is just a sweet machine. We gave one away last year, actually, if you recall.
Yep, Leslie Strunk. Every time I see her, I run into her every once in a while, and every time I see her, she still just rants and raves about how that tool works, man.
She's pretty lucky. But before we do that, I have a good friend who lives out in Fort Worth, Texas. His name is Danny Skiff. He's a big old tall cowboy, and he does some mean old tailgating. And we're going to go to the live line with Danny Skiff. Danny.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
Hey,
man. So last time we were talking, I was telling you about all the tailgating stuff going on up here, and I started asking you about how y'all tailgate. So what's your favorite tailgate food? You were talking about maybe you do fajitas a lot.
Yeah, we do fajitas a lot. You know, we just marinate some skirt steak, grill it very hot over either very hot charcoal or very hot infrared burners. And then, you know, you've got your peppers and onions. You want to put them in some foil, cook them on the grill also, and have some tortillas, avocados, maybe some black beans, pico de gallo. It's nice because you don't have to have a plate. You can just hand them a tortilla, and they can put what they want on it and stand around the tailgate.
Hey, Danny, this is Jop. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you today?
Hey, I'm really good. Thanks. Skirt steak. That's not a staple in the North up here. Tell me what that is, and how do you season it before you cook it?
All right. It's actually the diaphragm muscle from inside the rib cage. It's very flavorful but not very tender. So typically we're going to marinate it for a little while. Marinade that I use uses lime juice, some olive oil, you know, maybe some crushed garlic, a little soy sauce, pepper, cayenne pepper. You're going to marinate it overnight in that. And then you're going to grill it pretty fast. So it's still not going to be a real tender cut of meat. You're going to have to slice it thin across the grain and, you know, put it in the tortillas then. But it's very flavorful. Goes well with the, you know, the chilies and everything in there.
Oh, I love the whole concept of a fajita at a tailgate because, again, you want to pull something hot off the grill, and you're usually standing around. So, I mean, a flour tortilla, it's a wonderful little holding device.
Fantastic. Yeah, you don't have to worry about having plastic forks for people to eat things.
Exactly.
Like
right.
Yeah, and then you got one free hand because you can wrap that thing up and eat it in one hand. You got another free hand for your beverage of choice, right? Whether it be a cerveza or maybe a little margarita or something, whatever you like at your tailgate. What do you all like down there?
We drink a lot of beer down here, of course. Shiner Bock is a good Texas beer that everybody likes. That goes very good with barbecue.
Well, what would be another typical Texas barbecue, tailgate product? What would be your second position if a fajita is a default? What's something else that's common? Armadillo?
We do some venison and dove, and I got, you know, a good way to do those. But pretty much a staple anywhere if you're tailgating are some Earl Campbell's hot links.
Really?
And
I've heard of them.
A lot of people have heard of Earl Campbell before.
Yeah.
He's, you know, famous in Texas and for football, both with UT and with the Houston Oilers. They were called the Houston Earlers at the time. But, he's had a premium meat company down here for close to 20 years, and his Earl Campbell's hot links are just impossible to beat.
So that's a sausage?
Yep, it's a sausage. It's a spicy sausage, and you just, you know, grill it on the grill and put it on a bun. That goes good all the time. But we do a lot of game also. We'll do dove breasts and venison backstrap. Just, you know, do them both basically identically. You either fillet the meat off each side of the dove breast or take a venison backstrap medallion and kind of butterfly it. You're going to take a fresh jalapeno, slice it in half lengthwise, spread some cream cheese in it, put the either the dove breast meat or the venison on both sides of it, wrap it with some bacon, put a toothpick through it to hold it. A lot of people then marinate that for a few hours in some Italian dressing before they grill it. But you grill it just until the bacon's done.
Wow. Danny, that sounds good. We were just talking with one of your compadres from Louisiana, and he gave us an oyster recipe earlier in the show. Now, that's one I'm going to try. You know, the fall of the year is coming up. We've already had some early deer seasons that's happened up here, and but October 1st really kicks everything off up here in Michigan, so we'll be having fresh venison here in the next couple weeks, and I'm going to give that a run. That sounds really good. Thank you.
Yeah, that one works great. Yeah, we'll be kicking off bow season here the 1st of October, so we'll have a lot of venison on hand. But, yeah, that one works great. Everybody does a version of that. I like the jalapenos in there. You know, we got spicier chilies if you want a little spicier. Some serranos are good in there as well.
Yeah, serranos are excellent, one of my favorites. Well, listen, pal, I'm going to see you out in Kansas City for the Royal, and like I said, as soon as you touch down, give me a jingle. We'll hook up.
Sounds great, Bob. Have a good day.
All right, Danny.
Hey, Danny, you still there, or did we lose him? Oh, he's gone. Okay, I was going to say, Bob, bring back some of those Earl Campbell sausages when you're down there.
Well, he's bringing to me, he skiffs a trip. And the last time he was out in Colorado, they've got this special pepper in Colorado. He brought an empty suitcase and filled an entire suitcase and flew home with it. But it's this crazy pepper that just sounds perfect. It's a little lighter than a jalapeno.
Oh, okay, you're talking about a live pepper, not like ground black pepper.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's a fresh pepper that's only in season for like 2 weeks. But this guy's a foodie. And he's, like I said, he's 6'2", second-degree judo. His son was up here in a big national judo tournament here a few weeks ago, and I should have introduced you to him.
So let's talk a little bit about that tech, wrap up the segment.
Okay, the
with
Tech
that.
Cherokee. It's a small, little portable. It looks like a little briefcase, but it's Tech infrared technology. It's a little pricey. It's not for your average Joe. But on the other hand, if there's only a couple people in your house, it wouldn't have to be just for tailgating because you can make four beautiful steaks on this grill.
Yep, exactly.
It's made out of all aluminum and stainless. It's got the brand new Tech FR technology, flame retardant. There's no gas grill in the world that cooks like a Tech. I've cooked on too many grills. It just makes it easy, folks. It makes it easy. It doesn't flare up. Your meat doesn't dry out. And if you're going to go to a tailgate, and if you want something a little nicer, and you're pulling up in something like the grilling rig or something, and you don't want to pull out some, you know, piece of junk, you're going to look really good showing up in that chair.
You know, and one of the things that I know you like to make on that thing is a grilled pizza. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about using a grilling stone and how you can use that with pizzas, cookies, breads, and things of that nature. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.